this is a busy week. Last week, taxpayers paid their taxes, Mr. Brady, and now this week, they finally get to stop working for the government?
Well, it's hard to believe, but Wednesday is Tax Freedom Day, which means we've all worked New Year's Day till Wednesday just to pay our taxes. We don't start working for ourselves and our families till now, which to me is ridiculous. I mean, we're paying more in taxes than we pay for food, clothing, and our housing combined. We are truly an overtaxed nation.
But this week, you tried three times to get the Bush tax cuts extended and got stalled.
Well, that's what's really scary. I mean, we're working until April 23rd this year. But if President Bush's tax cuts expire, as this new Congress seems to want it to, we'll be working an extra 2 weeks longer, again, just for the government. And it just seems to me, when you're almost to your fifth month of the year before we start working for ourselves, something's wrong.
In this day and age, most people, when they call the office to complain, they complain about how much they're paying to the government, aren't they? Not what they're getting out of the government.
One thing that happens around tax day is that people not only realize how much out of their paycheck they send, but they really get angry with how the government spends it. And Washington does a horrible job of spending money. I think we need, again, a sunset law that really does away with obsolete agencies, eliminates duplications, because literally we have some programs that there are more than 100 different programs to accomplish the same thing. We just waste people's money, and for as hard as they work to earn it, we should treat it better than that.
And right now it seems like so much of their money is not just going to taxes, it's also going to just get to their jobs to pay those taxes with their income.
Well, this is one of the key things. People are so upset about the price of energy these days. It affects everyone's life, whether you're commuting to work or you have a small business. Today, we held a round table with small businesses, and literally two of them said, we work almost for nothing because the fuel increases have wiped out any profit they have.
And we're looking at also, I mean, we're looking at prices at the pump in some places getting close to $3.50 and possibly even over $4 by summertime when people try to take a vacation, should they be able to afford one. Where's the common sense plan that everybody's been waiting for?
You know, I've been disappointed. Speaker Pelosi said that she had, when she took office, a common sense plan to lower gas prices. Crude oil has doubled since Democrats have taken office, and we're paying all now more than a dollar more at the pump because this, and there's a reason. It's because this Congress refuses to let America take responsibility for our own energy needs, which is just crazy. And as a result, you and I pay more at the pump because the rest of the world is watching, and we've now forced a lot of the world's reserves into unstable countries, and the rest of the world is responding with higher prices. So this Congress needs to look at, I think, new Congress needs to look in the mirror, and the answer is more supply by more exploration here in America.
Is it because so many people up on Capitol Hill live in that bubble and they don't pay any attention to what the real world is out there? And I guess if you're a millionaire, $3.50 at the pump doesn't kill you.
That price kills people here in Texas. And again, as I talked today with small business people who literally said we're working for nothing because the gas prices have just wiped out any profit they have. I talked to a young woman who just finished school, got her first college, worked hard, got a new job, gets paid $9 an hour, is using up all of her income, salary, going back and forth to work. And so the answer is to quit playing gimmicks, be real honest with the American public, and just admit that along with conservation and new technology and renewable energy, we have to encourage traditional energy. That'll get us out of this problem quick.
We do have our own reserves. We don't need to be worrying about what's under the sand in Saudi Arabia.
No, we really do. And not only do we have a lot of oil and gas, we have oil, shale. We have the ability with research to turn coal, which we have a 200-year supply of, into a liquid fuel that can help on our energy supply. So America's potential is just huge if politicians in Washington would have the will to actually do it.
And at this point, it really is affecting so many lives. So do you think this Congress is going to do anything?
The American public, faced with huge gas prices over the last year, if they don't revolt and just tell this Congress to get serious and be honest. I'm afraid they're going to keep delaying and playing games, which would really be shame.